Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the 11th day of October 2022, and we're just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. He takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing God, to be a part of his, being a part of his kingdom, and just knowing that he loves us. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to this earth so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank God today for the abundant life. Thank God for how he continues to just show himself large and mighty. He shows us that he is still with us, even will be here until the ends of the earth. So we're grateful to know that, and we're glad to know that he gives us peace. The peace of God is there that surpasses all understanding. He will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on him. So we keep our minds on the Lord and know that, yes, he is the one that we can depend on when nobody else is there. He is a dependable, proven God. So we're grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless your name, God. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah. I am free. Thank you, Jesus. You done it all for me. Hallelujah. I am free. Thank you, Jesus. You done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we thank you, Father, today because you are our God. You are perfect, Lord. Father, we thank you today that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands. The world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, oh God. We thank you, God, today for your magnificence, for just knowing that we are here right now. We need you each and every day. We thank you, Lord, that you sing over us with joy. You're sitting in the heavens and you're laughing at the devil because his time is short. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you today that you're here in this country. You're in every country around the world. You're on the oceans. You're on the mountains and the valleys. Oh, my God. We just thank you so much that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We thank you, Jesus, that you were there in the beginning, and you're still here with us now. You're sitting in the heavens, and you are making intercession for us. Thank you for sitting at the right hand of the throne of God today. Thank you, Jesus, that when you were here, you went up the hill, Golgotha, and you bore all those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing today. And we thank you, Jesus, that because of what you did on the cross. You hung there in all the pain and the shame. You did it once for all of us. You died and you went down into the grave, and then you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have victory through Jesus Christ. So we're grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we do not follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for calling us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, we thank you today that we are forgiven, and each and every day we must come to you, oh God. We must die daily to sin, oh God. We know there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. So we thank you that our spirit man is rising above the flesh each and every day, God, as we follow the Holy Ghost, oh God, because the Holy Ghost is the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us each and every day, oh God. Spirit of the living God, we pray that you will teach us the things that we need to know, that we will pay heed to what you're saying to us, oh God, each and every day, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. My God, we rejoice today. And again, I say I rejoice in the Lord always, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we praise you today, oh God, because we know that you're in the midst of the praises, oh God, and we just give you the praise, oh God, the honor and the glory, oh God, because you are so wonderful, oh God, and you have done great things, oh God, and it's marvelous in our eyes today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that as we come, Lord, we know that we must forgive and forget about the past, oh God, those who have hurt us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we can forgive them, oh God, that we don't hold grudges against anybody, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, God. We bless you today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today. If anyone here has an ought against anybody, oh, God, that they will go and get it straight, oh, God. Come back and present their gifts to you, God, and just give you the honor, God. Honor you, oh, God, so that others will be drawn to you, oh, God. We're thanking you, Father, for salvation today, oh, God. We realize it's your will that no one should perish, but that all should come to repentance, oh, God. So we thank you for repentant hearts this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our families, oh God, our sisters and brothers, our nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, oh God, our children, our children's children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Jesus is Lord, Savior, and King, oh God. We pray for our grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God. We pray for our friends and neighbors, our foes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who are serving Satan today, Lord, that they will realize the error of their ways. Those who are serving God, they cannot do anything, oh God, cannot speak, Lord, cannot see, cannot say anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cannot hear anything, Lord. We pray for them today, oh God, that they will realize, oh God, the error of their ways and come out of the dark places that they're in, oh God, and come into the marvelous light, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. We magnify your name, God, because you are doing great things today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Father, today that you take away the stony heart, oh God, and give hearts of flesh today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even the prodigal son and prodigal daughters, oh God, that they will return to you, God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, there are many people who are struggling even right now who are in the body of Christ, oh, God. We pray, Lord, that they will stand firm on your word, oh, God, and not resist you, oh, God, but they will resist the devil, oh, God, and he will flee, God. They will stomp on his head, oh, God, and tell him to get out of their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the boldness of the body today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, because you are doing great things, oh God. You're drawing people to yourself, God. We thank you, Lord, today for those who are out there, the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God, that they will make a change, oh God, that they will denounce and renounce what they're doing, oh God, and come into the kingdom, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. Serving those who are serving Buddha, oh God, serving Muhammad, oh God, serving false gods, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today for deliverance
In the name of Jesus, Lord, the deliverance is coming, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray, God, today for people all across the world, oh God. There are people who are in depressive modes, oh God, people who are downtrodden, oh God. We pray and loose the spirit of joy today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who are feeling like they don't want to live anymore, the suicidal demon. We bind you, demon, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that the people will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, today for divine appointments, Father, that you will help people, oh God, to know where you are and who you are, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, to connect with somebody, oh God, who we can talk to, oh God, and let them know that you reign and you reign forevermore and that you're there, God, and you can help them in their plight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever they're going through, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for the teenagers this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many teenagers are struggling, oh God, with their identity, oh God. Some are suicidal. Some are feeling like they want to hurt somebody, oh God. So we pray for peace today, God. We lose the spirit of peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, some of them are in families, oh God, in homes, oh God, where there's so much chaos, oh God, so much hurt, oh God, so much pain, oh God, from themselves, oh God, one to another, the siblings, oh God. We bind up the demonic spirit of chaos in the families, oh God, that jealous demon, in the name of Jesus, to be removed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for my daughter and her husband, oh God, Celeste, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, Lord, continue to be peace amongst them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, oh God. We pray, God, today for Sister Gladys' family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her grandchildren, Lord, that they will have a spirit of peace, oh God, and love for each other, that all these children, oh God, all these grandchildren and children, oh God, will have peace, oh God, amongst each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, oh God. We glorify your name, Lord. We pray, God, today for just giving us, oh God, direction, oh God, to help, oh God, and even just to keep the prayers going, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We bless you today, oh God, in the schools, oh God. We pray that the children will pay attention, oh God, and not cause confusion in the schools, God, that they will go in there and learn, oh God, and the teachers will really have a heart for the children, oh God, that there will be peace in the classrooms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the children will get their lesson and turn it in, oh God, and not feel bad because they missed their lesson, oh God. We just praise you, God, today for that. In the name of Jesus, and the demonic spirit of bullying, oh God, in the course, we come and bind up that demon of bullying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that intimidating demon in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and cast you into the abyss where Jesus would send you in Jesus' name, oh God. We pray for reconciliation amongst the children in the schools, oh God, not just teenagers, but all the children, oh God, kindergartners, oh God, and those in between, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the high schoolers, oh God, middle schoolers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And Lord, those children who are being molested in their homes, my Father, my King, we ask you, Lord, to help these children, oh God, and bring some relief, oh God, so these perpetrators will be found out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be removed from the premises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal their identity, oh God, those who are in the schools and even in our churches, oh God, molesting our children, Lord, continue to reveal, Lord, so that they can stop these heinous crimes against the children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you're the one, oh God, who can help and heal, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for those, oh Father, who are even being raped right now, God, sodomized, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you heal, oh God, you help them, oh God, give them relief today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are being beaten, oh God, by their family members, oh God, we pray, God, today that this anger that's in these families, oh God, in these fathers and mothers, oh God, will be removed, oh God, that these family members, oh God, will come to Jesus Christ, oh God, and ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God, so that they will become saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God, and be on fire for you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are the marvelous one. You are the mighty one. You are the powerful one, oh God, who can bring that change, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray, God, today for just families, oh God, to come together, oh God, that there will be unity, oh God. Where there's unity, there is strength, oh God, that the husbands and wives, especially those who are in the body of Christ, oh God, that they will be working together, oh God, and praying together, oh God, because two are better than one, oh God, and the threefold cord is not easily broken, oh God, that they can come against the tricks and schemes, the wiles of the devil, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we pray, God, today for those who are dealing with drugs and alcohol, oh God, those who are addicted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you heal and you deliver and you set them free, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, my brother Roderick, oh God, we pray for Tony today, oh God, that you heal their minds, oh God. Albert today, Father. Wellington, oh God. Corderis and Cornicia, oh God. We pray for them, oh God, that the drugs and alcohol that they're using, oh God, that they will no longer have a taste for that, Lord. And just people in our families and outside of our families, oh God, who are addicted to drugs, oh God, and alcohol, Lord. And sometimes people are addicted to prescribed drugs from the doctor, Lord. So we pray, God, today that you heal the minds, the bodies, and the spirits this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We just magnify you today, oh God, because you are so awesome and you're doing great things today, God. We appreciate you, God, for just giving each and every person who comes to our prayer line, oh God, the victory, oh God. We have the victory, oh God, that the miracles, oh God, the signs and the wonders follow us because we do believe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that all things are possible, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for Sister Chris, oh God, and Sister Grace, oh God, Sister Teresa, Lord, Sister Charlotte, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Glenda, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Sister Linda T, oh God, and Linda D, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sheila, oh God, and Mary, God, Jesus, my Jesus. And Marie, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today. Apostle Horsley, oh God, Sister Lynn, oh God, Darlene, oh God, and Linda D, oh God, and Sister Yvonne, oh God, Sister Gladys, oh God, Pastor Scholastica, oh God, and Sister Lois, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Sister Charlotte, Father, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for Sister Teresa, God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Glenda, Father, we thank you, Lord, today for blessing these families, God, that you help our families, oh God, that you give us a peace, oh God, over all things, oh God, no matter what it is, oh God, we know that you are giving us the peace, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. We bless you today, oh God. We thank you for Brother James, oh God, and Sister Janice, oh God, and Sister Dorothy, oh God, and Sister Belinda, Lord Jesus, and Martensia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, God, today that you strengthen us, oh God, strengthen our resolve, oh God, to keep the work going, oh God, to continue to know, Father, that you're doing a great thing. Sister Renee today, Father, in the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, Sister Barbara, God, in Jesus' name, there are those, oh God, who are suffering with illnesses in their bodies today, God. So we thank you, Lord, today that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. So we thank you today that healing is the children's bread, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are healing, oh God, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases, oh God. Thank you for Sister Gladys, oh God, how you're healing her mouth, oh God, and Sister Mary's mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Apostle Horsley's hips and everything that's wrong with his body, God. We thank you for healing that, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Lois's body today, Father, and Lord, each and every person, oh God, who has a malady, oh God, who has a sickness, oh God, those who are suffering with sinus conditions, oh God, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, scoliosis, multiple sclerosis, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, today for those who had heart trouble, oh God, heart in Jesus' name, kidney failure, Lord, those who need kidneys, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today that you provide those kidneys today, Father, in the name of Jesus, no more delays, oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, we praise you, God, we magnify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are working so many miracles today, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. And, Lord, we won't forget about the fact that some people need some financial blessings right now, God. So we know, Father, today that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, oh God, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you bless us with a more than enough blessing, oh God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we do not have room enough to receive as we give our tithes and offerings, oh God. And Lord, you rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh God, in the fruit. We not come off the vine before it's time, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that you remove what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen, oh God, and you restore double fold, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that you're doing a new thing, oh God. Shall we not know it, oh God? You're making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that you're blessing abundantly, oh God, that we are the seed of Abraham, oh God, and blessing you bless us and multiplying you multiply us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashore, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you, plowman shall overtake the reaper, oh God, and the treader of grapes, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you bless, oh God, as we're putting something out, oh God. Things are coming in, oh God, as we have sown seeds, oh God, the seeds of love and peace and joy and finances, oh God, that you're multiplying the seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for that. In the name of Jesus, my Father, that we will not be in lack, oh God, that we will look at the ant, oh God, how the ant has cooked something away in the summertime so that they will have something when the wintertime comes, when they're not able to go out and get food, oh God. So we as a body of Christ, oh God, we pay attention to what you say in your word, oh God, and you let us know that the lender, the borrower is slave to the lender, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we will not stay in debt, oh God, that the people of God will get out of debt, Lord, and do the work that you want us to do, oh God, that we will have the things that you say that we can have, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you bless and multiply the businesses, oh God. You're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. Sister Chris's business, oh God, let it multiply, let it increase, let it be enlarged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And anybody else who has a business, Pastor Scholastic's business, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Horsley's business, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it grow, God. Let it expand. Explode, oh God. Let it be more than enough, oh God. Hallelujah. Anybody else, oh God, who has a business, Lord, let it be prosperous, oh God. And Lord, that we will all prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. My God, we just thank you, Lord, today for just the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And added no sorrow, oh God. We appreciate you, God, for just doing that today. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus I have prayed. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, let's just all come in together. We're just going to praise God and thank him for all that he's doing, because it's really a marvelous thing what God is doing. So let's lift our voices up to the King. We will not petition him right now. We're just going to praise him and thank him and just magnify his name. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. We just
praise you. Praise and worship.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Just give thank you, Lord. Lord, do the things you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, if you ever do anything, Lord, you have done enough, Lord. You are the God of
all. Yes, Lord. You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift your name on high, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord.
To where we added to you, lift us up and out of situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we thank you for our victory.
Nothing better than you, God. Nothing better than you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for your love, your grace, your mercy, God.
We thank you right now, Lord,
for taking us, God, to higher heights and deeper depths of God. Yes, Jesus.
We honor you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He shed his blood on
Calvary
for
all. Thank you.
Thank you.
For us. So there's nothing new under the sun that can come.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing
you, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus, righteousness and perfection, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord,
God.
Thank you, Lord God. We lift your name on hallow, God. We praise your holy name, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We lift you up, Lord. We glorify your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Continually.
I call it the round table. We, the three of us, are sitting
at the table, and we were discussing things on how we could make things better. And in the midst of it all, you know, just finding out things, you know, and I continued to ask God to search me, you know, and let me turn the spotlight on me to show me, and I found some things out. So I thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for the lines of communication, the lines of being opened up so that I can see myself. Hallelujah. And when I ask you to show me, Lord, you never fail to do that in the name of Jesus, because a lot of times we don't know things that are in us and within us. We just don't know. But when we really want to know the truth, we really want to know the truth, we ask God to turn the spotlight on us. Show us things that don't know that we are or what's going on with us. And everybody got to seek out their own soul salvation and find out the things, you know, will we be ready when Jesus comes and cut those guys? Will we really be ready to go back with him when we come? Is everything well with us? And I know God's got a work to still do with me. He's got some things that I need to change in the name of Jesus. I can't change people, but I can change myself on how I look at the situation. So I thank God for on yesterday. I learned some things about me, and I'm, you know, willing to change. Hallelujah. To change me and how I look at the situation and circumstances. So I wanted to share that this morning with, you know, everyone that has an ear that is here and stuff like that. You know, just seek the face of God and ask him to show us things that we don't even realize that we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gladys. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Okay, this is Chris.
Good morning, this is Chris. I just praying for favor for me and everybody on this prayer line and all the family that's attached to it, that we just have favor in everything we do.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Chris. Glad to hear your voice.
Good morning, this is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for the word this morning and prayer and the testimony. Praying for the peace of God, even in my life and circumstances and decision that has to be made. Just not just for me, but as Sister Chris said, for everybody on this prayer line as well. Make the peace sustain us and God's peace give us the comfort that we need. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Good morning, Scholastic is here, listening in agreement, and I thank God for the prayers that has already gone out and those that are coming, and continue praying for the family. Thank you. You all have a good
Amen.
Day.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Sister Pastor Scholastica. We appreciate you.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Teresa. God bless you. Good voice. Okay. Anybody else before we go further in this hour of power prayer? Okay, well, heard your voice or not, we're thankful that you're here, and we appreciate you being here today. And I'm going to find out if Sister Sheila, if you are available to pray, and Sister Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Did you say Sheila?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm open. Thank you.
Okay, so are you available to pray?
Yes, I would love to pray. Thank you.
Pray
okay,
now?
Okay,
you will lead us in this. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. That'd be great. Then Sister Chris will follow.
Okay. God bless. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I just come to you this morning, humble as I know how, asking you to search my heart, search my mind, search my soul. Find anything that's not like you. Please take it out. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to praise and glorify your name, God. Thank you for waking us all up with the touch of love, God. Thank you for the sweet sleep that we had, God, and now we yet praising and glorifying your name, God, teaching us how to hollow your name, God. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's on the prayer line, God. As you enter our homes, God, I ask you just to have thine own way. Move right now, Lord, because you are truly welcome, God. Look on each and every one of our family members, God, that yet lay in rest, getting ready for work, getting ready for food, God. I pray that you have touched the hearts of the people, God. Lord Jesus, we pray right now, Lord Jesus, for the United States of America, God, that you will have thine own way, God, and everywhere else, God. Lord Jesus, we pray that you don't forget about Jerusalem. Father God, we pray for the sick this morning, God, as you go into the hospitals, go into the hospitals, God, the institutions, the rehab, the detox. We pray that you just move, touch, heal, and deliver, God. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your signs and your wonders, God. We want to open, ask you to open up the minds of the people that never even heard of you, Lord Jesus. We pray today be the day that they know that you save, heal, and deliver. God, we just ask you to move throughout the world right now, God. Having down on me, God. Ask you to remember the Army, the Navy, and the Marines, God. Lord Jesus, remember the fivefold ministry. Use us, God, in a mighty way today, God, that people might know that yet you are coming back for a clean church without a spot or wrinkle. Father God, I just want to thank you for the visionary of this prayer line, God. Ask me to continue on using her for your glory, God, keeping that fire under her feet, Lord Jesus, keeping her clapping in our hand, Lord Jesus, and a praise in her heart. Father God, I love you, and I thank you this morning for moving in a mighty special way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Lord, we give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. Lord God, we just magnify your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God, just to be here today on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we glorify you, Lord God. Lord God, we just praying for salvation, Lord God. Lord God, we standing in the gap, Lord God, for those who may not be able to stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God. We praying for domestic violence, Lord God. We praying for those that may be dealing with cancer right now, Lord God. We praying for those, Lord God, that are homeless, Lord God, and those, Lord God, that I need you, Jesus, Lord God. Those that need you, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on, Lord God. We bind the spirit of violence today, Lord God. Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it in the school system, Lord God. Lord God, we bind it, Lord God, just everywhere, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you will return to peace, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for being the lamp of our footsteps today, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you anoint us, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. As we go up to our respective places, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you anoint us, Lord God, that we will receive a divine anointing, Lord God. Lord God, that you anoint our works of our hands, Lord God. Anoint our head, Lord God. Anoint our feet, Heavenly Father. Anoint our minds, Jesus, Lord God. We praying for a renewed mind today, Lord God. Lord God, as we just waking up this morning, Lord God, I pray for a renewed mind, Lord God, a renewed spirit, Lord God. Lord God, because we want more of you and less of us, Lord God. Lord God, transition us, Lord God. Redeem us, Lord God. Lord God, help us to walk in the image of Christ today, Lord God. Lord God, we are seeking, Lord God, to walk in the image of you, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be more like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open our eyes of understanding, Lord God, that we may be obedient, Lord God. Lord God, give us obedience today, Lord God. Help us to give us, grant us the grace to obey you, Lord God. Obey your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be obedient, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for removing every obstacle, Lord God, every situation that's meant to
harm us, Lord God. I pray that you remove it today, Lord God, out of our life, Lord God. Lord God, we need divine intervention right now, Lord God. Divinely intervene in our life, Lord God, where you know where we need it, Lord God. We need your divine intervention today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for giving us this day our daily bread, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for you. Lord God, we know that you love us, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for sticking closer than a brother today, Lord God, and just guiding us, Lord God, guiding us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind anything that was sent to harm us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, anything that's sent to distract us, Lord God, anything that's sent to procrastinate us, Lord God. Lord God, stagnate us, Lord God. Remove it out of our life today, Lord God. Remove all stagnation, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be ready, Lord God. Lord God, with the armor of the Lord on, Lord God. Lord God, the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God. The girth of truth, Lord God. The helmet of salvation, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be ready, Lord God. Armed, Lord God. All the armor of protection today, Lord God. Protect our minds, Lord God. Protect our spirits, Lord God, as we go out today, Lord God. Protect our children, Lord God. Lord God, protect our kids, Lord God. We're praying for divine intervention for our children, Lord God. Our family members, Lord God. Lord God, they need you, Lord God. I'm praying for Dallas and Denver, Lord God. Lord God, that you give them, Lord God, just a renewed anointing on their life, Lord God. I pray for favor over their life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just grant them grace, Lord God, in everything they do in their life, Lord God. Keep them covered, Lord God. I pray for the covering of Jesus Christ to be upon them, Lord God. Lord God, that they will be mighty men, Lord God, mighty men of Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that know how to call on the name of the Lord, Lord God, because they understand that you will answer them, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children, Lord God, protecting our family members, Lord God, keeping their health, Lord God. We praying for the health, Lord God. Lord God, those that, Lord God, may be sick and shut in, Lord God, or those, Lord God, is going through some type of sickness, Lord God. We pray for Sister Gladys, Lord God, for any type of infection that she may have right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying, Lord God, because we know you are a healer, Lord God. So we praying for healing, Lord God, restoration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would just today, Lord God, heal us, Lord God, where we may need healing, Lord God. And we just thank you for the grace, Lord God, to be here today, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord God, and we just want to be better, Lord God. We want to be better, Lord God. We want to be in your image, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray that you grant us the grace, Lord God, today, Lord God, to be better, to do better, Lord God, to walk in the image of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. And I just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Chris. Thank you, Sister Sheila. And thank you, Sister Gladys, as we have heard these wonderful prayers this morning. And so I'm just going to just share a little bit of the word this morning that we, it's the word of the scripture of the week that I'm going to talk about just briefly. And so the scripture of the week is in Matthew, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads the way to destruction and eternal loss, and there are many who enter through it. Verse 14 says, but small is the gate and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads to everlasting life, and there are few who find it. And so we just want to remember that Jesus is the gate. He's the one who we go through. We want to, you know, be in him. And we want to just, you know, ask him to help us as we go through life to stay on that straight and narrow path. You know, the wide gate, if you just think about the wide gate, there's so many people going down that wide road that leads to destruction. And I'm reminded of, it was a little story that we had years ago when we were children, where there was, I think it was a Pied Piper who came through the city, and he was blowing this pipe, and he, I mean, like a flute or pipe or something. And anyway, the children started following him, and he led them down to the ocean, and they all fell into the ocean, and they died, I mean, because they were following this man. And I may have the story a little messed up a little bit, but the gist of it is that he had these children following him. And there are people who are following the wrong people at this time in their lives. There are people who are following their own desires instead of coming to Jesus Christ and asking him to come in and be a part of their lives and to show them the way. And, you know, we have to stay in the Word. That is important, that we stay in the Word so that we'll know what the Word says and we'll be able to be in the right direction. And this helps us to remind us to pray for those who are lost. There are many people who are still stumbling around in darkness that are going in the wrong direction. Many have heard about Jesus Christ, but they don't have a relationship with him. So we're believing that more people will come. We also realize the Word of God tells us that except Jesus come back, there will be a great falling away and many people will go down the wrong path. But we as a body of Christ, we have a responsibility to keep the prayers going and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let somebody know when you have an opportunity. Many times you may be in the gas station or at the grocery store. You could be at the nail salon or getting your hair done, wherever you might be. I mean, any place that you are that you know somebody that will have, you'll be able to talk to, then you have that opportunity. You have an opportunity even to be a witness to somebody and let them know that they too can be a part of the kingdom of God so that they won't be on that wide road that leads to destruction. And, you know, in the end, we want to be with Jesus Christ in the heavenlies. We don't want to go to hell. I mean, that's the main thing. We don't want our family members to go to hell. And there are so many in our family. I know what my family, when we were growing up, there were 9 of us in the family, 9 children, and we all went to church. We all, my mom and dad had us there. We were there almost every day of the week. The days we were off were Saturday and Monday. And so just about every other day of the week, we were in the church. And so we heard the Word. And the Word does tell us that we should train the child in the way it should go, and he won't depart from it. And so we believe that even though some people who were, like some of my family members who grew up with me and they were in the church and they heard the Word of God is still in them. And they just have to make that decision to live for Jesus Christ. You know, the Word tells us that a tree is known by the fruit it bears. And so we just pray that people will understand that they need to get on that straight and narrow path to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because everyone will have to come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to everything that we've done in our bodies, whether it be good or evil. And so we're responsible, one for each person for himself. My mother can't go to heaven for me. My daddy can't go for me. I can't go for my daughter. I can't go for my grandkids. I can't go for nobody else. We all have the mind to make a decision. The Lord gives us the mind to make that decision. We can't, he's not going to force us to do anything. He's not going to force us to come into the kingdom. We have a mind and we have to make that decision. We have to make, there's a choice that we have to make that we want to go into the right direction and have that relationship with Jesus Christ, because in the end, I mean, we don't want people in hell crying out and can't get out. You know what? Once you get there, you can't come out. So we want to strive to hear the voice of Jesus, and because he's beckoning people. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There are people who are heavy laden, many people who are struggling. People are dealing with mental issues because they don't have Jesus Christ. You know, when you have a mental problem, you have depression, you have just deep down bad thoughts, you have evil thoughts even towards yourself. There are some people who have that situation. But if they come on in and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, they can be healed. They can be blessed. They can be we're not saying that everything's going to be a flower bed of ease when you come to Jesus Christ, but you have that comfort in knowing that he's there for you. He's your comforter. He's your keeper. He's your way maker. He's your peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And so, you know, when you come to Jesus and you have that relationship with him, you won't be on that wide road that will lead to destruction. When you're not serving the Lord, I mean, there are some things that happen in your life because you make bad decisions. And so we pray that people will come and be a part of the holy nation. Come unto me, the Lord says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So we can rest in the Lord, rest in the fact that he has come to this earth, gave his life, so that we could all have life and life more abundantly. So we're grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today for just showing us the way, oh God, showing us your word, oh God, and having that word available to us, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that each and every one of us will continue to heed your voice, oh God, and stay in the comfort of your love, oh God, and to share the love of Jesus Christ with other people, oh God, so that they too can receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray for these prayer requests that have been submitted to us. There were not a whole lot, but you know, while you're praying, if you have a request or have something that you didn't speak out, just go ahead and pray about that. And we believe God already knows, and he's taking care of those things. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We just praise you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for each and every person on the prayer line that you could give us favor with God and with man, oh God. Whatever it is that we desire to do, oh God, you give us favor, Lord. And you also make our enemies our footstool, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my holy city, la 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 la, my holy, my oh God, we give the businesses favor, oh God,
Lord,
holding from us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God today. For Sister Mary, Father, in the name of Jesus, give her wisdom, Lord. And she's the blessing to go in there for her. So we thank you for showing her today, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Celeste, in the name of Jesus, that one, wherever they are, out of the world, oh God,
we give you the
Bible.
The honor, the praise, and the praise of God, Father,
in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we thank you.
We thank you for
God.
Your Son, Jesus Christ,
person,
and on the
prayer
cross,
line. God.
Everything thank you because he did it all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit, for peace, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus, that we follow peace for all men, Father. In the name of Jesus, we continue to lead, to seek your faith, continue to keep our eyes lifted.
All my cares upon you, for you care for us.
In the name of Jesus, and Lord, that your kingdom
will not walk in fear. No one but you, Lord Jesus, this day in the name of Jesus.
You are all over
them, Lord God.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord,
even in the day. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge. Thank you
for the
great and mighty things. So we're believing God today for that. So as we're leaving today, I seal each and every prayer and all the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, whether they came from just a family friend or the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, those who are trying to send spells against us, we send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us. Hallelujah. I decree that your descendants will be many and your offspring is the grass. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we know all things are working together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree today that we have been given power to get wealth, and I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming to somebody, hundreds of thousands of dollars to somebody else. My $13 million is coming to me. There are thousands of dollars coming into somebody's hands. Somebody's believing for hundreds of dollars. And I say, according to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree that we will continue to resist the devil and he will flee. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I declare that blessings are overtaking us and we have more than enough. And I declare that we pull down those strongholds in the name of Jesus, and the wickedness in high places is destroyed. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily in the name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I make a declaration that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. And once again, I just want you all to know that I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, loving your friends and your foes, loving people into the kingdom, because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. And because of that, we are saved. And so I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing. We know that God is doing great things here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And he will continue to do the work through us, for us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.